Well, that was a fun win there. I just want to tell you how proud I am of my football team. I think today was a great picture inside of what it's been like all year. So resiliency, time and time again, beat a very good, excellent football team in the Lions here in Detroit. What a great atmosphere today. This is, I thought it was incredible. This is the loudest I've heard this place. So we struggled early with some things, particularly the penalties in the first half. But, you know, the injuries on defense, the guys moving around, playing different positions. I can't say enough about, you know, our defensive backs and the communication, coaching staff. But I just really proud of my football team, just to see them continue the path that we've been on for a couple months here. So congratulations to the Lions also for, you know, making it into the playoffs, and what a heck of a football game. I know it was fun to coach in it, and it was a great atmosphere, and we're very proud to win this NFC North title again. With that, I'll take your questions.
What's the difference in the second half for you guys offensively?
Well, I would say the penalties, you know, number one in the first half. You know, we had a number of penalties that created long down and distances, and we just couldn't overcome them. So we really had a challenge with Aaron Rutkowski getting hurt. You know, Todd Montgomery got dinged up there for a series. So we, you know, had to get out of our no huddle and get away from some of the things that we'd prepared to do. But, you know, I thought Aaron was fantastic today, managing the different personnel groups, that particularly the backs going in and out. So the pressure from their defensive front, I thought was excellent. I thought our offensive line, you know, playing on that surface, in that noise, and particularly the talented front that they have. So I thought once we got going, particularly the fourth quarter drive was a statement drive that we had. We knew we had to have it, because our defensive guys were struggling. Just to, you know, Micah Hyde going to corner and Morgan Burnett, I mean, just, you know, we're just moving parts all over the place. So I think that spoke volumes about the character and the resiliency of our football team.
How is being on a roll like this, how can that affect how you play going into the playoffs?
Well, we all know football is a game that, you know, there's the health of it is important. You know, it's no excuse. You continue to fight forward. But, yes, winning games like today gives you great confidence. It gives you momentum. We clearly understand where we were, you know, 6 weeks ago, so and where we are today. So this is a threshold we needed to get over. This is a threshold we fully had confidence in getting over. We're in as the fourth seed. Get to play at home at Lambeau Field. I got a great opponent in the Giants coming to town. So that'll be a lot of fun, and we'll be ready to go. But it's you have to get your guys ready, and really we got to sort through some things, because I probably won't know for a couple of days really how this is going to sort out because of the number of injuries that we had today.
Can you talk about what you got out of some of the young guys, Rutkowski, Allison, just what they provided for you?
Well, Rutkowski, you know, is the no huddle, particularly with him in there. There were some things we wanted to go to. It was our first no huddle series that we went with him in there, so you could tell that was the emphasis. He was extremely productive, particularly the looks he got. And I thought, you know, Ty Montgomery played well, and Geronimo was you could see it really come in the last couple of weeks. He's been practicing very, very well, and based on how we felt that they may react to Jordy or how they're going to handle Devontae or Jared Cook, we knew there would be some opportunities for Geronimo. And you know, Aaron has great confidence in him, and I thought he stepped up big time, particularly there in the fourth quarter.
Carries, or just kind of work out that way?
Well, he carried a little more than we anticipated, but yes, he would, you know, with the no huddle things, and like a lot of times, it depends on how they play you. So, in the way they handled our sub personnel groups as opposed to our base personnel groups, it created some run opportunities for Aaron, and I thought he did a very good job.
You've won a bunch of divisions now, a bunch of big games. What was the locker room like tonight? Can you compare it to anything else, considering the uphill climb to get here?
It wasn't the best celebration we've ever had. I think it was, you know, our guys were tapped out. I mean, you play Night games are tough. I mean, you're in a hotel all day, and so you're playing in a dome on the road. It took a lot out of us. We had a lot of guys play a lot of reps because of particularly the number of players we lost. So great confidence coming in. The energy was outstanding. I thought the meetings this morning, we felt great coming over here. So we knew the noise and the challenge of communication was going to be there. You know, it was spotty for us at times, but it's a great locker room. It'll be a quick ride home. We'll enjoy that. But you know, we have bigger aspirations. So this is the first step. This is the threshold of getting into the playoffs, getting into this tournament, and we will move on Monday, tomorrow, and get healthy and get ready for the Giants.
I imagine at this point nothing Aaron does surprises you anymore, but his play today, particularly in extending so many critical third downs and just key plays in this game.
Absolutely. I mean, he's a great player, and I think the biggest thing that gets lost in this is great players make, other players so much better, make players better around him. So just the particularly in the passing game, extending plays and, versus, a rush that was relentless, it obviously factored big time, particularly just on the last touchdown to Geronimo. That's about as fine of a, play extension that I won't say it's his best one ever, but it has to be up there, particularly to his left. So great throw, and Geronimo did a great job working that back line.
Can you put the words, what your defense accomplished tonight in that second half? You only got one touchdown at the end, considering all the injuries.
Guts, resiliency, I thought it was tremendous. Just the way, just the whole operation. I mean, Dom Capers all the way through, the coaches, the players on the sideline. There was no panic. The young guys that step in there. I mean, Bryce, all those guys. So I think we're down to three calls a whole during that whole period. So as you know, we lost those three corners, three plays in a row, and our guys handled it very well.
When this season wasn't getting the results you wanted, how did this group maintain, the confidence that something like this is possible?
I mean, easy is probably not the right word, but there was never any reason not to believe that we were going to be here today. This team they're different. Every team's different. I've been blessed to coach 11 teams for the Green Bay Packers, but this team has an energy, it has an edge, has a confidence that was evident very early in our preseason. So, and I've always believed in that, and they believe in it. So. And maybe that's why we're not doing cartwheels right now, because we have, like I said, we have our plans to try to win it all. We're 1-6 to get to go battle a lot for here, battle a lot in the NFC, and we'll tighten our focus to the Giants. But we never lost sight of where we wanted to go, and these guys, their work ethic and everything they needed to do, they just kept plowing ahead.
Two more, please.
How do you regroup or refocus or keep your focus after what happened to Quentin?
That was tough. I didn't see the whole injury. I got over there late, and I didn't realize it was so serious. And but he was communicating, and everything looked positive, before he left the field. So I think with that, our players had confidence that he was going to be okay.
I know you just won this game, but any early thoughts on the Giants again?
I'm sorry?
Any early thoughts on getting the Giants?
I don't have any early thoughts on the Giants, Bill. I'm sorry. I'll take a pass on that one.